bus ladies. So I wanted to talk today about a lesson from my favorite book of all times. I've shared with you before, my favorite book is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and specifically agreement number 2, which is don't take anything personally. I have found to be very, very helpful in my life, and I've shared it with you before on the podcast, and I've written about it. And this past Saturday, I had the opportunity once again to live that lesson and to just experience once again how powerful that lesson is in terms of dealing with situations that are beyond our control and things that happen that ordinarily would make us feel really bad about ourselves and would have a really negative emotional impact on us. So on Saturday, I went to get my hair cut. Now, my stylist lives in a different city. The salon that she works at is in a different city. It's like a good 40 minutes drive from my house. So like you have to hit the highway. Like you need to be super committed to go and cut your hair at this girl, right? And I mean, I love her to bits. And she knows that I cheat on her sometimes. There's a salon closer to home that I go to sometimes. But this specific Saturday, I now loaded the whole family in the car and hit the highway, made a whole day out of it, and got the kids' haircuts and everything. And I mean, everyone loves her, right? So my daughter is getting her haircut, and there's a chair open at the stylist's cutting station next to my little girl where she's cutting hair. And it's a salon chair, you know, these are pretty sturdy chairs. So I went to sit down in the chair so that my stylist and I could chat. And, you know, I was there as moral support for my little girl because she was going way shorter with her hair. And anyway, and I mean, this isn't even about like body issues or anything like that, because I don't let things like that bug me at all. As everyone knows, and I speak about this often, I'm quite a large lady. I mean, I'm not like, you know, by 2 seats on the airplane large, but I mean, I'm a tall, full-figured woman. And this has never been an issue for me. And I sit down in this chair and the freaking thing collapses. And I mean, this is a sturdy salon chair. Like, this isn't like a little piss ante, you know, plastic garden furniture chair. Because I mean, those things break if a kid sits in them. This damn chair collapses. And I mean, I got really hurt because this is a very sturdy chair. There's like metal and all of this stuff. But this thing collapses and I literally, like, it falls on top of me and I'm trapped on the ground under this chair next to like this little table thing. And I mean, this is mortifying, okay? And I got really hurt, as one does, okay? I mean, it's not a far fall to the ground, but I got hurt. Just the way the chair caught me, and it wasn't fun. And I got up and I tried to kind of be cool about it. And the owner of the salon comes over, quite a young woman. I'd say she's probably under 30. And there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But it's, you know, I was asking myself whether she would have reacted differently, perhaps, if she was chronologically older. And I honestly believe that she wouldn't. I think it's just who she is. This woman, just the look on her face was, you know, she was horrified, not because the chair broke. I think she was kind of more disgusted with me. It was awful. She didn't ask me if I was okay. She didn't apologize. She didn't offer me a glass of water even. She just cared about the fact that the chair was broken and looked at whether, you know, it was possible to actually repair this chair in-house or whether it would need to be sent away. Now, I should just also qualify this chair breaking with, before I sat down, my stylist actually said to me, just be careful with this chair. It's super dodgy. It's been giving us problems for a while now. So it's not like I plopped down in this chair, right? I sat down slowly and carefully, which I think probably minimized the impact on me. And I'm really glad it was me and not perhaps a much older lady or a child who would have gotten way more badly hurt. The point is that obviously it's a known fact in the salon that this chair is dodgy, and actually a responsible owner would have removed this chair and had it repaired so that no one potentially got injured. But this girl decided not to, and I called her a girl because she behaved like one. And then the worst for me was that she just didn't display any ounce of human empathy. You know, for me, when someone gets hurt or if they fall down, the first thing you ask is, are you okay? Even if it was one of those ridiculous trip and fall, you know, on a night out with your girls kind of scenarios, you still always ask whether the person is okay. I mean, and then you laugh about the fact that they face planted, right? But at least you have to show empathy first. At least in my world, you do. So anyway, I sat there and really, I mean, physically, I was hurt and I've got a massive bruise on my shoulder to show for this little excursion. But it was more my ego that was bruised. And it was more my heart that was hurt at the fact that this person showed no empathy whatsoever and clearly showed, you know, her own moral bankruptcy and emotional bankruptcy and her own bias against fuller figured people and plus size people. And I didn't even know what she would do with people who are obese or, you know, way bigger than I am, who possibly need a special chair, who can't fit into standard issue furniture. So in this moment, I sat there and I had various options. But it very quickly dawned on me that if I did anything about this, if I behaved the way that I would ordinarily behave and called her one side and, you know, asked for permission to give her feedback and shared with her the fact that I feel that it's unacceptable that she didn't show any empathy and that perhaps she needs to work on this going forward, I realized that A, she's not ready to hear any of this, and B, she's the type of person who will take this out on my stylist. She is the type of person who will make my stylist's life a living hell. And that's really also not worth it. So I sat there and, you know, took a couple of breaths. And I remembered the four agreements. And I remembered to not take anything personally. And I just want to remind you as well, you know, when people respond to you in a certain way, when they say certain things, when they do certain things, I promise you, it is not personal. This woman's reaction on Saturday was a reflection of her. It's not a reflection of me or who I am as a person or how the world is around me. This is a reflection of her and where she is in her life. And all that I can really do is feel sad for her that she hasn't confronted her own biases and her own limitations, and she hasn't started working on things, and she's got this lack of self-awareness and lack of empathy. So I can see that, and I can feel sorry for her because she's missing out on so much in life by being so closed off and having so many biases and just behaving the way that she does. But I don't need to allow it to hurt me or define me or upset me in any way, because her behavior is a reflection of her and where she is in her life. So what I'd like to share with you today in this very personal story is to please just take a page from that book. If you haven't yet read The Four Agreements, do yourself a favor and read it and start internalizing the lesson around not taking things personally. Understand that what other people do, even if it appears that it's directed at you, it isn't. It's a reflection of them. It's a reflection of their emotional intelligence or lack thereof. It's a reflection of their personal struggles. You are effectively collateral damage. You're effectively just in the way of their own issues and their own limitations and their own battles. So you don't need to allow their limitations to upset you. You don't need to internalize those things and take them to heart. You're better than that. And I honestly pray that whatever you do today and this week and this year, and for the rest of your life, you remember how important empathy is and how important it is to just put empathy and common human decency first before everything else. I'll chat to you again.